Welcome back. Barb Adams here with you on America Now. My guest is Loanne Mayer. We are talking celestial conversations, healing relationships after death. And that's about transpersonal journaling, as Loanne has found out herself. So what is this celestial journaling, and what are some of the preludes to being able to do this, Loanne?
Well, some of it came from other opportunities that I had to learn journaling. But I'm a very prayerful person, so I believe in saying a prayer over something, that whether it's a meal or whether it's a home or whether it's a journaling that is intending to connect with a holy moment. And to me, this was a holy moment with my mother. So I had a prayer that I used, and then I meditate. I have been a meditator for 30 years, and so those two things almost go together in my world. And after I did the journaling, I mean, then I would have the journal nearby, and I would begin journaling in that order. So prayer, meditation, and then journaling with the intention of finding healing through the veil. It's not an exploratory in astrology or anything like that. I was looking for healing answers from my mother. I was real clear about that.
So with
then
prayer,
I would write the letter.
So with the prayer, meditation, and intention, I guess many people may say, okay, with the intention of what? Healing, then, from
yes,
all of this?
Definitely healing, yes. The idea would be that my intention was, if I could understand, and this is from my background of teaching metaphysics, is that if I understood what was going on, I could be less critical or judgmental or negative about the situation. And it didn't matter whether it was someone in life. It's just a matter of understanding. And I could not understand why my mother was so difficult in our whole life about just basic conversation about intimacy. And I'm talking about, why did you do this, or what is going on here, or can I help you with your checkbook? I mean, it could have been anything. And in my opinion, there was a barrier. There was something that kept her from telling me what I needed to know, and it was a huge wall between us that went right up until the day she died. And I thought to myself, here I am, supposedly a healer, and I cannot do anything to heal this relationship. So my intention in writing was to say, Mom, help me understand what was going on, because I knew the minute I found out that things would dissolve in my mind, in my heart. And it did.
Again, you mentioned the prayer, meditation, and a healing intention being the preludes to hopefully receiving what you want to hear from a loved one. But on the other side, don't we really need to be very open and listen to what we receive as well, Loanne?
Yes, and I think the difference between what I have heard from many other people, this is very common, Barb. People hear all the time from their husbands and their children and their wives, but they don't usually write it down. And what I found was, in the writing it down, I had the opportunity to see the words in a different light, see the meaning in a different light as I reread them. But what I was doing was asking for her to give me the words. She was a writer. My mom was a writer in her own way, too, a wonderful letter writer. But she was able to put into words that I could understand, that would allow me to understand why she was feeling so suspicious of me or so angry with me or whatever the situation was. And listening would have been perfect, except writing was better. Writing gave me the chance to go back a week later, a month later, and say, oh, that's what she meant then. And the minute I got that, aha, that's what she meant, that's when my barriers dissolved, right then and there.
So, Loanne, does everyone always get the words, though, to be able to write those down in the transpersonal journaling?
Well, in my opinion at the time, that was the way it worked. However, when I was, people were encouraging me to write a book about this situation, my grief counselor and some of the people in Compassionate Friends, I wasn't sure. So what I did, Barb, was I took the concepts of what I was doing to groups and invited them to participate in a workshop to see if they would get the same information or something good, at least some kind of healing information. And the truth is that some of them did not get words. Some of them who are artistic got pictures that they drew that were as meaningful as my letters were to me in my book. Some of them found that they did better when they were on a computer. I write pen to paper. That's my way. So some of them got colors that were just so meaningful to them that they understood what was the barrier to their loved one. But I have yet to have someone in the workshop who didn't get something that allowed them to let go of something they were holding on to from the relationship with that loved one.
That's really fascinating that each of us gets exactly what we need in the form that we'll be able to evidently recognize then.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's really neat. And for you and your mother, it was writing. And for many others, I know for myself, it has come in many different forms, including being able to see the person, as well as just having a sensation of feeling within, almost a knowing that comes with it, and then maybe a smell associated with something.
Exactly. And again, when you have those experiences, Barb, I keep urging people in my group to write them down anyway, even if it's the smell of cigar smoke in a non-smoking environment, you know, that you know was your husband's or something along that line, because it's in the writing and keeping a journal, so to speak, that sometimes situations come up that you can say, oh, that's what that was all about. For instance, when my mother was divorced when I was 12, and in those days in the 50s, there was no communication between my father and my mother for many years, myself included. And my mother would never speak of it ever. My brother called it the black box that she would never bring. So I thought after we were doing these in journals, celestial journals for years, you know, maybe it was a year, and I finally said to her, well, you want to tell me about how is my father doing? I had no idea in one of my letters. And she said something very short and curt. We're in touch now. And I'm like, you know, move on. Kind of thing. It was like, oh, no, that's, I still can't get to that particular subject matter. And she said that we're communicating, and in this little letter that I had, let's paragraph that. And then about a week later, I had a phone call from one of my father's classmates who told me that my father had died. And when I went back, I looked on the journal, and I always date my journal. I noticed it was exactly the same day that I had asked the question about my dad. And so my mother wasn't blowing me off, so to speak. She was in touch and communicating with him, but they had just begun.
Wow, that's really fascinating. What an interesting story. And the timing of everything just amazes me. You know, no coincidences. This is all celestial. All right, we'll continue this discussion on transpersonal journaling with Lo Ann Mayer back here on America Now after the break.